Thanks for joining me for the second episode of Expat Dilemmas. This time we're talking about family and illness from overseas. And so this episode, actually, I thought people's stories really spoke to the listener. So I'm just going to let you listen to the interviews and let people tell you about their experiences, and you'll hear me again at the end. And remember, you can always chime in with your experiences. You can drop me a tweet at moha_Doha or mohadoha2005@gmail.com. So have a listen and thanks for tuning in.
There are a few dilemmas of expat life, and one that I am unfortunately quite familiar with is when a family member back home is ill. I've always taken that first flight out and been there for the surgeries, the sudden ICU admissions, the chemotherapy, the mastectomy. I've experienced that when an unwell person sees a loved one, that first time by their bedside, their eyes light up.
My mother's last doctor's visit. Paper sound. Paper sound when a body. Paper sound when a body lies. Paper sound when a body lies back on a table. A table in a doctor's office. In the doctor's office, a doctor. A doctor who is able to do nothing. Some things you never forget. Like my mother and how she turned her head. So demure, that turn of her head, when the doctor able to do nothing, pressed a metal disc to her bare chest, the turn of her head, the lowering of her eyes, so demure, the last time the doctor able to do nothing, for the last time, listen to the murmur, the soft, oblivious murmur of my mother's heart.
My dad has been fighting with prostate cancer for the past 5 years. He seeks treatment in my home country, Iran. To be honest with you, I wasn't sure if my father could survive chemo, and that's why I decided that I would go home for every single chemo session. But it's also expensive. I had to pay $800 for my ticket every time I would go home. My biggest challenge was taking care of critical issues at work while being away dealing with critical issues at home. I was so exhausted and broken that I decided I'm going to leave my job and stay in Iran to be there for my family, because I could see that they physically and emotionally needed me there every second. Well, I haven't quit my job yet, but I always have this question on my mind, that is the convenient life in Doha worth missing all the happy and sad times you should be there for your family?
My mother's soup. Hours packing artifacts, a bowl of doll heads, lacquered box of wishbones, bundles of shark cartilage that claim to heal. The whole time I crave the soup you made the last time I saw you. I tear escarole, dice scallions, cubed tofu and taro, and toss it in stock dark with anchovy. The kitchen fills with apparitions of steam and the smell of damp earth. I turn up the heat, desperate to quench this hunger so raw, so large.
And we returned to India finally in March, and this relocation has turned out to be quite providential, as I'm available and at hand to attend to my aging parents' needs and, you know, deal with medical emergencies like the one that we had this summer again when my dad had a mild stroke.
This past spring, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I looked at my schedule to see if I could get home in time for the lumpectomy, but it wasn't possible. It's in moments like these where distance is felt. I couldn't drop by her house and just sit with her. It's not an easy decision to make, since it is not about cutting a vacation short, but rather walking away from a complete lifestyle and career, which just happens to be very far away from family and loved ones.
One of the toughest things of being an expat is dealing with situations back home that involve family illness or death in the family. For me, the most recent examples of that involved my grandparents. My grandmother passed away in August a few years back, and a few months later, within 5.5 months after that, my grandfather then also passed away. For my grandmother, I wasn't home right away, and so I got the call in Doha and didn't have the opportunity to leave immediately or be there immediately for my family. That's a tough thing when you just want to be able to even just be present, to help in whatever way possible. And just, you need to be surrounded by family at those times. And living so far from home, it makes that a very difficult and some oftentimes impossible reality. You can't just drop everything without making plans and arrangements. So getting permission from work, sorting out with my husband and what we're going to do with the kids and timing and whether everyone was going to travel or not and how long, all of these things factor in. There wasn't an expectation that I had to be home, but I personally felt that it was something I needed to do for myself and also to be there for my family.
July in the desert, Doha, Qatar. Though this July I am gone, there have been many Julys in the desert, and I know feral dogs are stalking the acacia's meager shade, their muzzles fly-stippled and twitching. I know they are dreaming kind touch, despite such thick-fisted heat, even the bulbuls panting. A desert is 100 shades of brown, an open mouth thirst. It teaches your body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the wind, to the voice. Even from afar, it's in my ear. I know when I return, I'll do as it says. I'll lie, simply lie, weeping on the shimmering, seductive sand.
After a few days of being there for my loved one, I long to go back. I long to go back to the place I now call home. Almost makes me feel selfish.
There you have a few reflections on what it's like to deal with loved ones who are ill while you are thousands of miles away. Thanks also to Patty Payne for letting us hear some of her wonderful poetry. The three poems that she read were Mother's Last Doctor's Visit, My Mother's Soup, and July in the Desert. You can find all those poems in her collection, Grief and Other Stories, which is available on Amazon. Thanks to all the musical artists who let us listen to their music via SoundCloud. And don't forget to send me your ideas for the next episode, as well as your stories, either on what it's like to be single where you are, or how you found love, or dealing with illness from far away. That's it for me on Expat Dilemmas. Hope to see you next time.